This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the unique challenges Georgia's Latino communities are facing amid the COVID pandemic. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, as far as positive cases, how hard is COVID-19 hitting our Latino communities?
Well, we know that Latinos represent about 9% of Georgians' population, but the latest numbers from what we can tell is that they represent 21% of the positive cases.
And advocates point to the types of jobs that many of Georgia's Latinos hold as one of the main factors contributing to the widespread that we're seeing among Latino communities. Can you describe why that is?
Latinos often are in essential workforce jobs. In other words, they're working construction, in restaurants, they're poultry workers, they're farm workers. And because of that, they have higher levels of exposure because they've been out there in the workforce rather than sheltering in place. Compounding that is the fact that many of these jobs, there's very little chance to socially distance, very little chance to have proper protective equipment. And thus, that's probably why we're seeing higher levels of infections among this population.
And community advocates also cite limited access to healthcare and housing conditions. So how are all of these things overlapping?
Well, let's start with the housing situation, because if you're a farm worker, chances are you're in a trailer with many others or in a congregant living situation where there's many other people living with you. So if there is one positive case among that, the chances of spreading this disease are really pretty high. As well, many Latinos have no health insurance. Now, that's an issue in terms of not only access to regular doctors, but if they do have a positive case and they do enter the healthcare system, and if they are unfortunate enough to be hospitalized, we are talking about a huge medical bill at the end of the day, tens of thousands of dollars, which they can't pay.
And what are some of the barriers these communities face when it comes to getting tested?
Well, one barrier is for people who are undocumented. The issue there is basically fear in terms of interfacing with the healthcare system. In the testing, it's often in English only. It's often online, and many Latinos and other low-income people don't have access to computers. And in certain situations, certain laboratory companies that process the tests will not give results unless you have a Social Security number. So all of that combines with other factors and other disparities to really hamper the access to testing and testing results for Latino people across the state.
So what is being done, or what can be done better to help Latino communities?
Well, one thing is they can have testing events in Spanish only and not require any kind of identity or driver's license in order to get the test results. The other thing is making inroads. I know that the insurance commissioner, who is Spanish speaking, has gone out to communities in Hall County and up in Dalton, Georgia, to try to reach out to many Spanish speaking people. And efforts like that is vitally needed, because we definitely have to contain the virus a lot better than we are now.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks as always for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.